Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Merlin, The Lost Years, Book 1, by T.A. Barron, narrated by John Lee and T.A. Barron.
Remember each the sacred realms, though images glow dimmer, and steer thy course with homeward helm. Ere time alive grows slimmer.
Author introduction to Tantor Audiobooks 2025, Merlin Saga, by T.A. Barron. Welcome, all of you adventurous voyagers of the imagination, to the new audiobooks of the Merlin Saga. I'm T.A. Barron. Well, after all these years of writing about my favorite wizard, Merlin, I've learned this much. He is full of surprises. And I've also learned that writing is a mysterious and challenging craft. A wise friend who was a great writer once told me there are three essential rules to writing a perfect novel. Then she added, with a sigh, "Unfortunately, nobody knows what they are." Yet, with all the challenges of writing, it's also deeply meaningful work. And sometimes, if you're very lucky indeed, you might discover a way to illuminate an entirely new aspect of a legendary character who is beloved by people all around the world. A character like Merlin. That journey for me began with a dream, a super vivid dream about a young lad, half drowned and barely alive, who washed ashore on a strange, harsh, mist-shrouded coast. He had no idea where he was or even who he was. But I knew. He was the lad who just might become Merlin, the greatest wizard of all time. But before I could even begin to write about him, I needed to understand him, the why of him. For 15 centuries, he has entertained and enlightened people, and today he's more beloved and more inspiring than ever. He still wakes us up in the middle of the night with unforgettable dreams. But why? What makes Merlin so special, so alluring, so important that he keeps inspiring more stories? Stories, you see, carry great power. They hold humanity's grandest, most difficult, and most important ideas, our deepest questions, yearnings, fears, and hopes. Like magical boats, stories sail right into our hearts and minds, and they're luminous, made of a special kind of light, the light of story. So our greatest stories and characters carry the power to brighten our days and show us the way, even in times of darkness. Merlin has that power. Why? Well, that's his first surprise. Merlin has endured because he has always stood for two essential qualities. Qualities that call to people in every place and every time. First, the importance of nature. For Merlin knows that nature is the greatest teacher, healer, and inspiration, and the true source of all magic. Second, the power of universality. For Merlin believes that every single person, no matter how small or forlorn or unlikely, has something truly magical inside themselves. Before I even began writing about this incandescent character, which was now 30 years ago, and also 14 books, multiple articles, several poems, and a complete movie script ago, I read everything I could find about him. Celtic folktales, epic ballads, ancient histories, and many poems, plays, and novels. That's when I found Merlin's next surprise. In all those traditional tales about him, there was a huge, mysterious void in the lore, a gaping hole in the tapestry of myth. Merlin's youth. The crucial formative time when he discovered his own shadowy origins, his own identity, and his own powers. When he first tasted sorrow, when he first knew joy, when he first felt life's deepest longings, mysteries, and inspirations. What were his dreams, his passions, his riddles, his fears? How did he deal with tragedy and loss? Did he ever find compassion, and maybe even love? In sum, how did he become the great wizard and mentor to King Arthur we still celebrate today? I realized then that during the lost years of his youth, Merlin didn't just disappear from the world of story and song. No, much more than that. During those years, Merlin himself disappeared. He vanished from our world. Where did he go? To a magical place called Finkaira, an island beneath the waves, you could call it. A world between the worlds of mortal beings and immortal spirits. Finkaira, as Merlin's mother explains, is truly a place in between, like the living mist that surrounds its shores, which is not quite water and not quite air, but something else entirely. Finkaira is unique. It is part mortal, part immortal, and entirely magical. What better destination could there be for a young wizard? That is, if he can survive. Which won't be easy. From the very first moment when he washes ashore, his arrival awakens powerful foes, reveals untold secrets, and creates huge risks for that world, as well as our own. Only if he can learn, before it's too late, the true source of magic and the true depths of his heart. Can he finally prevail? If he can, he will become, at last, the most wondrous wizard of all time, the wizard we call Merlin. Yet, the greater his powers, the greater the dangers to his world and the ones he loves. The higher the stakes, the deeper the magic he'll need to find. And ultimately, to save Finkaira for everyone else, he might have to lose it for himself. So I needed to expand the Merlin saga, and it has grown into a many-faceted crystal of a story. After the books about his epic youth, we join Merlin for his adventures with the world's most awesome dragon, Basil Garrod. And then we explore the wonders and perils of Merlin's world tree, which grew from a seed that beat like a heart, the Great Tree of Avalon. Finally, we discover the secrets of many more characters and places and magical objects, all radiant parts of Merlin's world. Along the way, you'll find, as I did, the greatest surprise of all. Merlin is really not so different from you and me. For just like that young lad who washes ashore at the start of this saga, all of us, at some point in life, feel cast adrift, lost and alone, washed ashore in our own lives. And yet, just like that lad, all of us have some deeper magic inside ourselves, magic that waits to be discovered. Magic that just might be the makings of a wizard. May you enjoy these adventures, and most of all, may you feel in everything you do the magic of Merlin.